RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetula.
Paul Gallant and Chris Partee in for John and Reggie in the Loop, Sports Radio 610 on a Football Friday. 713-572-4610 is how you call, it's how you text. I have finally gotten text line access.
Oh, yes.
So we can finally see what the people are saying. If you were listening to Wednesday's show, we figured out, Chris and I, that to get text line access, we had to do a bunch of training that we hadn't done.
We got held up.
Right. So I did the training, and I really paid a lot of attention during this important training. I got access to it as of about 10 minutes ago. Do you guys want to know the first text that I saw?
Oh, my God.
In response to the question of the day.
It's got to be ridiculous.
Least favorite Christmas present. From the 409. Worst gift I got this week was given by 610 when they put Paul on the radio for the week.
No, they did not say that.
I love it.
They didn't say that.
I have missed you, text line. This is exactly what I knew I was going to get, and I come back.
Did they really say that?
They did, I swear.
Oh, my goodness.
From the 409. I'm not going to give out his full digits over the air, but we read the mean text. This was a staple of my time at Sports Radio 610. I loved mean text. I would read them on the air. I would take pictures of them and send it. People would say, Paul, stop doing this. It makes it seem like no one likes you. No, I think it's funny.
He loves it.
Send something mean.
Bring it on.
The only thing that you can get under my skin for is if you criticize basically my condo's popcorn ceiling or something really stupid and obscure like that. Well, I got under my skin. I was like, I'll have you know that it would take me a long time to get rid of all the popcorn on the ceiling. Okay? That's why it's there. I bought it. It's a fixer-upper. Ah! Anyway. Least favorite. Gifts that you get Christmas time. Does anything beat socks? I've gained
it's
appreciation
tough.
For socks.
Yeah,
it's tough to beat socks.
Socks are pretty cool, though.
As a kid, socks are not cool.
No.
As a kid, you don't want socks. You want a video game. You want a toy. Whatever it may be. You don't want socks. And most kids don't want a book, like we talked about earlier.
Definitely don't want a book.
Don't want a book as a kid. Unless you're just one of those kids and, you know, you're a little different.
I mean,
different.
I mean, I got gifted a sports almanac when I was a kid.
Every year.
Something like that. Okay.
Now, I love that.
Maybe you don't pick it up, but yeah, something like that you might be able to put to use a little bit. Do you still have it?
It's somewhere in like the attic.
So no.
You ain't got it.
I want to go find it, though.
I remember it being very interesting. I remember a few things.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's not going to be fun.
Socks. I would also say underwear is up there. You know, it's one thing when if you're a man getting underwear for your significant other, you know, if you get what I'm saying. But if
I have gotten underwear,
you have
as an adult,
okay,
from like a significant other, from a lady friend, I'll call it.
Okay, did you ever wear it?
I may have modeled them a little bit.
Let's go! Congrats on the you know what skis.
Hey, you know.
Worst gift that you get for Christmas, 713-572-4610. Texter from the 713 says, clothes. Hate getting clothes because I buy my own. Got hand-me-downs and I was a kid. I don't want to wear somebody else's clothes from a resale shop or even new that somebody else picked out that I'm not going to wear. Another texter from the 408 says, clothes in general. Clothes can be nice, though. If you become a little metrosexual dandy like your boy here, who's become an obsessor of Hawaiian shirts. I mean,
yeah,
girlfriend got me a Hawaiian shirt. She got me this sweater, you know?
Nice sweater. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't mind clothes anymore, but as a kid, yeah. I was like, give me... I
That's
want
another thing.
Playmobiles and video games.
As a kid, you don't want clothes. Nothing. Now, as an adult, I'm fine with a... Not really a sweater guy, but a nice button-up polo shirt, something like that. You know, I'm fine with that as a kid. I mean, as an adult. As a kid, no. As a kid, I wanted video games.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Champslice says, my sister is big into what's trending in fashion and will get me clothes that have found new homes in Goodwill almost immediately. She doesn't
care
if the gifts suck. You know what? Hey. The thrifting game is the thrifting game. Girlfriend loves doing the thrifting.
Okay.
She's a big fan of thrifting, and she will find me Hawaiian shirts.
A lot
like
of women are into that.
Yeah, oh, she's too into it.
I hear about it all the time. Yeah.
Way too into it. I'll
said way too into it.
Oh yeah, she's listen. I love her. She's the best. But she's got like, almost got a problem.
But I mean, she's finding these things at a discount though.
Yeah. But,
okay. Well,
but
I mean,
but after you find enough things at a discount,
that's true. It adds up. It adds up. Is it really a discount at that point? I got you.
So we could also do favorite Christmas presents. Champslice says favorite present ever. Nintendo 64. I would think for a lot of people our age, Chris, around our age, that that first video game console that you got was usually the best one, the favorite gift.
I think mine was the. I'm a few years older than you, but we're close there. Mine was the NES, the Nintendo.
Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah, so like late 80s or like probably 89-ish.
Yeah.
88, 89-ish. I was 5, 6 years old, somewhere in there.
That's the one that generally everyone had Duck Hunt, right?
Oh, yeah. Duck Hunt was big, man.
Duck Hunt was.
That little goofy-ass dog. Yeah.
He was that dog, honestly, the least supportive dog ever. Why are you laughing at me? Yeah, why are you laughing at me? Hey, dog, I have a gun. It's a video game gun, but I have a gun. Why are you laughing at me? I said, do your job and get the ducks.
Yeah, exactly. Don't laugh at me.
But that was a fun game.
I loved it.
The original Super Mario, too. That was
game. We're talking about classics here.
This was before, too, they had licensed sports teams and video games. So they had a lot of video games, but it would be, hey, here's a team from Boston, and they happen to be red, but they're not the Red Sox. The baseball game that they had with Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yeah. Now Tecmo Bowl though had the license.
That was one of the few ones though. For a lot of the sporting games, at least in the late 80s, early 90s, didn't have the licensing at all. So it was just randos.
Everyone remembers how unstoppable Bo Jackson was.
But people don't remember how unstoppable Barry Sanders was.
Bo Jackson was it. He was powerful and fast.
If you played as the Raiders, everyone thought you were an a-hole.
Yeah, you just do this. You go up and down. You just go the zigzag up and down the screen.
Yeah.
What was that basketball game where, I don't know, Family Guy made a trope about it, like a corner three, like the corner three
arch
was
rivals?
Like glitch was glitched or something. Like
it might have been arch rivals.
I don't know. Someone on the text line or, you know, 713-572-4610 can help me out on here. But yeah, it was like a glitch where you do fadeaway corner three and it would just make every time. I don't know if that was just a Family Guy thing or if that's an actual real life thing. I could be wrong. Because in that same episode, they did the whole Barry Sanders thing where you can just run him around the whole field for a whole quarter and then score at the end.
Yeah, that was Tecmo Bowl. You can do that. You can definitely do that.
I really want to actually play it. Like not what, just Tecmo Bowl? Not like on some...
Do you have an...
Not an app on the phone.
Oh, you mean like...
I want to actually experience
it. Do you have an Xbox? Because I know Xbox, you can download old games.
Not an Xbox guy.
Yeah, I've always been a PlayStation guy.
Yeah.
I don't play it much anymore, but yeah.
Couldn't deal
always
with
been PlayStation.
Hated the PlayStation controllers. Favorite
really?
Gifts, worst gifts. Question of the day, Sports Radio 610. Yeah, I hate the analog sticks in the middle. No. It's
I love it.
It's barbaric.
So, were you an Xbox guy?
Xbox and GameCube.
See,
yeah.
For me, Xbox, it was too bulky. The controller.
Oh, the meat stick is what me and my friends called it. But then they made the controller smaller. It was a problem at first.
Okay.
You're right. I didn't like it either.
Yeah.
The first couple of times I played Halo, I was like, I'm 12. My hand.
Hey, what is this?
I'm prepubescent. This is too. This controller is too big for me. And what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah.
But then they made them a little bit smaller. Okay. And the rest was history. One of the favorite gifts I got, and I found out about it because I was snooping. I was snooping in my dad's.
Ooh, I got one of those too.
Snooping in my dad's closet. I was curious. All right, am I going to get what I wanted? Because I wanted a GameCube.
I'm going to get what I want.
I wanted a GameCube.
You're one of those. You're one of those people.
Yep, and I got caught. My dad is so obsessive compulsive that he noticed that I moved the gifts a little bit. And
wow, just a little bit, and he noticed.
Yeah, he noticed. He noticed right away. And the way that I defended myself, this was during a rather turbulent time in my life, the way that I kind of flipped it back on him, I was like, well, you bought gifts from me for your girlfriend.
Whoa.
Who's not my mom.
Whoa.
Easy. So I actually didn't mind.
It just got dark.
I didn't mind. I was like, okay, well, he's doing something thoughtful for me, but I was like, well, I'm gonna use this against you.
So you actually said
please
that?
Don't take my GameCube back. Yes.
Hey, Paul's a beast, man.
I was a little bastard.
How old were you?
Still am. I was 13, 14 years
okay.
old.
Okay.
Yeah.
You were entering that rebellious stage anyway.
The peak bleephead years are generally, I would imagine, when your kids are in middle school, right?
Like, yeah, because I was kind of a handful in middle school.
Paul's life mantra is don't give a bleep.
Bleep you.
That's his life mantra right there.
But I do care. I do. I constantly feel guilty about things. Like now, this that moment right there, I'm wrong.
You feel bad about it, huh?
Yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Man, I was an
a-hole. I was being an ass.
More texts in. Favorite gift back in the day. People were talking about the video games that they got. Double Dribble's the video game, Colin, that I think you
were
talking about.
There we go. Yeah, Double Dribble. There we go.
The Fadeaway 3 all day worked every single time. Interesting. Someone Uh-oh. Just texted Paul eats corn the long way. I don't even know what that means.
Wait, what?
That's a funny diss.
It's a innuendo.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Interesting.
Not going to say because.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah,
no. Well, we didn't need
we to. We don't want to have to dump you, Colin.
Sorry about that, everybody. I just went over my head. Texter, worst gift I got for Christmas. My wife gave me advice for Christmas. Dude, come on.
Cold-blooded.
That's not nice. That's not nice.
It probably was bad advice.
I wonder what kind of advice it was.
Favorite
gifts.
I'm thinking of something, but I'm not going
to
say it.
Oh, I kind of want you to say it now. Least favorite gifts as well. That's the question of the day. 713-572-4610. That was the question of the day. Now the music is done, and that is our sign. It is time to move
to Around the National Football League.
Yeah. Texans-Chargers tomorrow. Huge game. But what are the other big games, the important ones that affect the Houston Texans both tomorrow and on Sunday? We'll line them all up for you around the NFL's next day. But
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.